LibreOffice GTK 4 port. This is a FOSDEM 2022 presentation to give a status update on the progress of this port. My name is Quillan McNamara and I am a principal engineer at Red Hat on the desktop team. I'll be bravely attempting to give this presentation using the latest version of this port. But first I'd like to go straight to the demo. We can demo some basic editing. That works. We can test a system clipboard. Let's get some sample text. Copy that. And paste into another application. Let's copy something of that third party application and go back to LibreOffice. And we can paste in from outside. Very good. Let's demonstrate the input engine. Let's demonstrate the Unicode input one. That works fine. Let's try a more sophisticated one. Let's paste again, and the integration here works well. Sidebars. So let's explore the sidebars. Sidebars are for GTK widgets as well. A lot of the sidebar contents are composed of toolbars. In GTK 3, a toolbar was provided by GTK toolbar class, and its contents then were derived from GTK tool item contents, such as a GTK tool button or a GTK tool menu button. In GTK 4, that dedicated GTK toolbar class is no more and has been replaced by a style applied to the standard container. In this case it's a hitbox, and then the hitbox contents then are standard GTK button or GTK menu button. So this is the GTK 4 toolbar replacement working with drop downs for the menu button case. If we look then at this drop down, we have our color selector, a relatively sophisticated color selector. What we have here then is we have our standard GTK button, standard GTK button, standard GTK combo box. And here then we have one of our custom widgets, which is hosted within a GTK drawing area. So obviously mouse move hover. What's interesting about this one is that finally in GTK 4 the tooltips are being shown correctly in popovers. Previously they'll be shown misplaced. Now here with the GTK combo box, we have a popover in a popover, and when I click the first level one, and the whole parent remains up and running, wasn't the case previously. Previously if you were to click in the child popover, then the parent popover would be dismissed also. Focus indicators. One of the little quirks about GTK 4 is that the focus indicators are not visible unless there is some keyboard activity. So if you press the keys here, tab, the top header bar, you can see that the focus indicators appear around the buttons as I use the keyboard. So if I let go and wait for the timeout, the